Next, we'll hear from Bonnie Raitt.
Is this on? Hi. Stereo Redheads here that both play slide guitar. I think that I, for one, I'm really honored to be coordinating the No Nits tour that went to Texas with the Sierra Blanca Dump back in West Texas. We played Austin, Texas 2 nights ago. We did some lobbying in Washington. The Indigo Girls and I, we did a couple of concerts with the same lineup. We went to San Diego last night to try to dramatize the proposed dump in Ward Valley, which is 20 miles from the Colorado River. The reason why I'm really proud to be here, especially, is to draw attention to the fact that in this country, we're supposed to have informed consent and participatory democracy. When we make decisions, our representatives are supposed to listen to us about issues of health, about environmental justice, about threats to any of that. And I think that the American people across the board in all the interviews I've been doing the last few months to prepare for these tours and to talk about my record or whatever else it is that we come up against the press for, nobody knows this bill is up for grabs. Nobody knows that it passed in the Senate, that it passed 44-3 last week in one committee, that within a couple of weeks, all these dump sites will be approved without any approval of the 43 states, the channel of which the nuclear shipments, up to 80,000, will be approved to go across for the next 30 to 50 years. I don't think anybody would agree to this if they really knew about it. So the part of the reason we're here as celebrities is to draw attention to the fact that people haven't had a say. And I also want to say that in encouraging people to fax and write their congresspeople, which we will be having, along with the information response cards that the Indigo Girls have done on their whole tour, they really are a role model for other musicians to go out and do the same thing. This is the only way these environmental groups and the mass majority of people are against this nuclear waste idea. The only way we can get this information out, because too much of the news media is controlled, as we know, by General Dynamics, RCA, Westinghouse. We know where this money comes from. We know where the money comes to elect candidates that vote pro-nuclear. The people overwhelmingly don't want this, and that's the sense that I get. And that's why we're here today, is because if we weren't here, you probably wouldn't be covering this event if it was just Citizen Alert. And we're also informed, and we're citizens first, we're musicians second. And as somebody that is a champion of rhythm and blues artists who never got paid, I'm also championing the fact that there is an incredible environmental racism going on, at the idea that these corporate leaders that pay money to get these people elected and vote the way they want wouldn't think of putting a nuclear dump in their country club or next to them. Store it where you live. Don't put it in poor, impoverished, people of color's neighborhoods. This kind of racism is an atrocity in this day and age, and any time that it occurs, it's against the moral fabric of this country. I thought genocide and all of that, our history regarding Native American people, was a thing of the past. We know that it's not with the nuclear issue. So I'm here as a town crier and a person of conscience to draw attention, and I want to thank the press for showing up for this.
Thank you.